great Country Q 94. It's Coffee with Kyle with Prairie du Chien Police Chief Kyle Tinor from Dunkin' Donuts and Prairie du Chien. I bet you're so happy I'm back.
Sure, yeah.
At least entertain me for a little bit.
No, that was fine. Cody's always, it's always nice to reminisce with Cody and get him in the studio and yeah.
Yeah. I was on a vacation. I didn't even think about anything related with work.
I have kind of followed your morning show this week. Not normally. I'm not normally a morning show type of guy, but you went to Wine Country. That's kind of exciting.
I did. So this time last week, I was sitting on a patio. It was 65 degrees. It was sunny, and I had a glass of wine in my hand.
Well, what more could you ask for?
It is not 65 degrees here. There is not a glass of wine in my hand.
It's only going
to
get worse.
Yeah. And I think I would like to go back to last week.
So my question to you is, could you write that off as a business trip because you do Wine Wednesday? And my other question is, did you give Alex any insight on wineries to start ordering wine from?
Well, I always
And if you did, I think you should write that off as a business.
I always give Alex insight on wineries to get wine from.
Okay.
I'm constantly like, hey, I tried this one. Stark should get that so that it's easier for me to get it.
Yeah.
And they typically listen to me because they know I'm an expert. But actually, Alex is the wine expert. That's why we bring him in Wine Wednesday. And while I was out there at the tastings and the guy starts talking, I knew all of the answers to the questions. And he was like, wow, you know more wine than the average person. Know more about it. How do you know this?
He didn't realize you weren't the average person.
I said, I have a wine guy.
Yeah.
And I name dropped Starks a lot while I was out there. So maybe I can write this off as a business trip.
So my other really important question is, was there any Dunkin's out there? Did you see any Dunkin's?
I mean, there was Dunkin's in San Francisco.
Okay. All right.
But not in Sonoma itself. I didn't see any Dunkin's.
Okay.
But I was looking for wine.
Yeah, that's true.
Not coffee.
Yeah. You start your day with coffee, end your day with wine, right?
Yes. Yeah, that perfect. Is very much how my days went. That's I started good. With some
well,
coffee.
Well, welcome back. Yes. It's good to have you back.
Oh, thanks, Kyle. Speaking of welcoming people, we should welcome your friend that you brought today.
Yeah, I brought company again.
It's always nice when Kyle brings company because then I don't just have to talk to Kyle. You brought one of your new hires, Alex. Alex, welcome, and welcome to the Prairie du Chien Police Department. You are still in the police academy, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're originally from.
Sure. My name's Alex Endres. I'm 23 years old, and I'm from DeForest, Wisconsin.
So not a long ways away.
No, not far away.
Were you familiar with Prairie du Chien before, or you just knew there was a river over here?
I knew there was a river over here.
Didn't know the town.
No, not quite.
So I know you said we were talking off air. You went to school at UW-Platteville for criminal justice.
Yes, ma'am.
So this is, you keep calling me ma'am. It makes me feel very old.
No.
You have such good manners.
Thank you. I appreciate it,
but it makes me feel like I should be your mom. I'm not quite old enough to be your mom. I did that to Parker McCollum at Country on the River or County Line Country Fest, so don't worry. It weirds me out. Anyhow, so you went to college to be in criminal justice, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So this was always your plan?
Yep.
So you started the police academy. You've got 1 week under your belt.
I do, yep.
Are you ready to run yet?
Not quite. It's a long way yet.
How long is the academy?
It's 18 weeks in totality.
Okay, so you've got 1 week, 17 more to go. Do you feel like some of it already has been kind of like a regurgitation of the 4 years at UW-Platteville?
I'd say so, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot faster paced, though. So, I mean, all this information's coming really quick, but it's retaining, so.
That's good. And it's nice you kind of, I must feel like you have a little bit of a head start and that you spent 4 years kind of, you know, understanding how policing works.
Yeah, definitely.
And I know we talked off air, too. You are part of the Air National Guard.
Yep. Out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the 128th Air Refueling Wing.
Well, thank you for your service. So getting back to why did you go into criminal justice? I mean, the whole reason we do this show is because, you know, policing kind of got a black eye back in 2020. It's a profession that everybody can critique, but not a lot of people actually want to do. So what made you go, hey, I want to do that?
I wanted to protect and serve the community, you know, make a difference. I also wanted to do something bigger than myself.
Yeah, something that has some meaning behind it.
Absolutely.
Well, like I said, you're 1 week in, so you've got 17 weeks. So when does that,
It's like May 15th-ish.
May 15th. So you'll get to have your first summer in Prairie du Chien, which is the busiest time of the year. I don't know for your office, but the town itself is the busiest.
Yeah, it's definitely busiest for us. And it'd be a great field training experience for him. He'll get involved in a lot of things relatively quickly.
How long is your field training?
10 weeks, typically. We have a portion that we tend to cut out, especially for people that are going through the Recruit Academy, because he'll have some weeks off for the school to be closed or spring break or whatever. And so he'll come into the office and learn a lot of the things that he might have learned at the front of end of his field training, our office stuff like software and things that we use, logins, those types of things. We'll kind of cover throughout the academy process.
So what are you most looking forward to being in Prairie du Chien? Or what made you, I guess, go, that's the job I want to apply for?
Okay. serving the community, I think. You know, I've come to different events in Prairie, and the police department is very involved with the community, and I really like to see that, and that's my big thing. I just want to be out there serving the community and trying to make the biggest difference I can.
Yeah, and get intertwined in your community and kind of get to know people. You know, Kyle and I talk a lot about community policing. That's another reason why we do this show. And I mean, more times than not, the posts on your Facebook page are posts about being out in the community rather than posting arrests or press releases or something negative.
Well, I mean, it certainly is.
Did you catch the compliment in there, Kyle?
It's certainly a way for us to control the narrative more than anything. I mean, that's the kind of the purpose behind having a social media page. I have talked at length on this show about my hatred for social media. And so, you know, managing that page is kind of a double-edged sword. It kind of comes and goes with...
You have a love-hate relationship with it.
If I didn't have to have it, we wouldn't have it, to be quite honest.
But it's a great recruiting tool as well.
Yeah, it certainly could be. I mean, one of the recruiting tools that we use...
Did you Facebook search the Prairie du Chien Police Department? Did you search it on social media before your interview or anything?
I did not.
You're already hired, so you don't have to impress him.
No, I did not.
What he's leaving out is love kind of brought him here, too. He happens to be engaged to a girl from Prairie du Chien, so that helps us, too.
You could have led with that.
Yeah.
So you were basically like, I got to get a job in the surrounding community. I get it, right?
Yeah, I also fell in love with the Southwest area when I was here in college, so I knew I wanted to work in the area from the jump.
Okay. So we won you over with the bluffs and the river.
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, welcome to Prairie du Chien. Best of luck in your police academy training and then field training. It'll be great to have you here in Prairie du Chien. Kyle, I was gone last week. We are halfway through January, and we have not done an extended version yet.
We got to put that on our plate. One thing I did want to cover before we leave is... I want Alex and Steven to come back in a few weeks just to kind of give us an update on their progression through the police academy. I think it would be good for the listeners and especially those people that are young that might be interested in law enforcement to realize kind of what the process is.
So you mean when I switch careers?
Yeah, if you're game for that, if you're willing to have more company, I would like to have these gentlemen back. Steven was on last week and Alex is on this week, obviously, and then hopefully we can do an update maybe in 6 or 8 weeks.
Definitely. Perfect. I like the idea. It's a good idea. But yes, I have questions for you because I met you this week and I waved. You didn't wave back. It's fine. But I said, where are you going? And you said, I'm taking some evidence to Madison. And we've talked before about how you mail sometimes evidence.
Yeah. And your mind's always blown when I talk about that.
It is really blown. Not that I don't trust the U.S. Postal Service, but it does get blown. But I want to talk about evidence and crime scenes because there have been some crime scenes, yep. Some major crime scenes, more so this fall than maybe you would have had other times, and how you guys handle evidence. I want to pepper your brain with some questions about the handling of evidence, how long you keep evidence, what you do with it, how do you determine what goes to the crime lab? Do you have a crime lab yourself? Like, I have so many questions.
Sounds good. I've got answers.
I hope so. So be listening be watching for our extended version of Coffee with Kyle. It'll be posted on the WQPC website Monday morning, WQPCradio.com. It's Coffee with Kyle with Prairie du Chien Police Chief Kyle Tenor from Dunkin' Donuts and Prairie du Chien.